outside the entrance to St. Mary's College. On your right-hand side is one of the older parts, and on the wall you'll see the coats of arms of some of its luminaries. And these include the initials SR for Samuel Rutherford, the 17th century principal of the college, who was one of the great theologians of the 17th century. On the right-hand side of the archway is a 17th century building, now known as Parliament Hall, because at one point in the 17th century the Scottish Parliament did meet. But that part of the building is largely the result of building work done in the early 17th century. If you go through the archway into the courtyard, you're passing under the biblical verse, "In the beginning was the Word," in Principio Erat Verbum. And in front of you is a magnificent evergreen oak tree, which dominates the entire courtyard. It's often said that Mary Queen of Scots planted a tree in St. Mary's Quad, and it's very often assumed that this oak tree is it. But in fact, if it is true that Mary did plant a tree, it was actually a hawthorn, not an oak. And there is a hawthorn next to one of the entrances on the right into the older 16th century building of St. Mary's. But I'm told that this was actually probably dated to the late 18th or early 19th century, so that the association with Mary Queen of Scots, like so many things associated with Mary Queen of Scots, is something of a myth. One of the more recent additions to the quadrangle at St. Mary's is a statue of the university's founder, Bishop Henry Wardlaw. He was Bishop of St. Andrews in the early 15th century. It was he who drew up the foundation charters, which were sent to the Pope, Benedict XIII, for his approval. And Benedict finally signed these in August 1412, and they arrived in St. Andrews in February 1513. And this prompted all kinds of celebrations in St. Andrews. They were read out with great pomp and ceremony. There were processions. There was much frivolity and conviviality involved in the establishment of the university, which was all well and good, except that the university had absolutely no money. It had no premises, it had no funds, it had a few students and a few masters, but that was about it. It took well over a century for it to establish itself as a serious institution, as it were. By the early 16th century, it had three colleges, St. Leonard's, St. Sylvater's, and the original pedagogy, St. John's College, which would later be turned into St. Mary's College.